You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about how to reset your brain. I talk about this topic very, very, very often. And the reason why I do so is because I get messages almost every single day from people telling me, De Niro, I'm starting my business. I'm super stressed out. I got a full-time job. How can I go about it? There you go. Reset your brain. Or someone else, De Niro, I have exams. I'm in med school or something. I don't know how to finish all this work and feel good at the same time. There you go. You need a brain reset. I mean, every single time that you are in that rut, when you are stressed out, when you're in a tunnel and you don't know how to get out, you need to reset your brain. Think about it. Your brain is how you plan your life, right? This is the one tool that you use every single moment of your day. So if your brain is not in the best possible conditions, everything you do, from a simple thought in the morning that puts you in the right state of mind to the way you remember things, it's not going to work well. You're not going to do great work. Your life is not going to be as good. That's simple, all right? So point number one, pick a weekend and tell your friends and family that you'll need time alone. This is very important. I got someone the other day telling me, that, you know, I can't do the whole weekend. And I'm like, okay, perfect. Just do 24 hours the first time. Then once you start seeing the great results that 24 hours will give you, I am sure you'll find a time to do a 48-hour brain reset. Now, do you have to do it often? Not necessarily. I would say if you are under stress and you find yourself doing, you know, like mindless Facebook scrolling through the feed, or you're always watching like unproductive videos and stuff that, you know, you do when you're stressed out, then you can have a brain reset every 2-3 weeks. That's fine. I personally do it every couple of months if need be. But if you're able to be mindful on a regular basis, even if you do it every quarter or even every 6 months, you should be fine. Point number two, get rid of all technology. Keep only books and relaxing instrumental music. This, again, is super important because what we want to do here is be able to just go back to a time where technology wasn't there haunting us and, you know, making us feel like we're not good enough, or making us feel like we always need to scroll more, to read more. But one thing is, if you want to read a book, because when you read a book, you're actually sitting there and proactively taking in information. The pace is different. You are able to train your brain to stay consistent on one thought for a long period of time. And the instrumental music will help you relax. Now, why instrumental though? I say instrumental music because if you put on music with lyrics, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get distracted. You're going to start singing along with the songs you know, and you have a book in your hand and you're singing along. And again, you have that split focus, the same exact split focus that you would have if you are, I don't know, talking to someone and you're on your phone, going out to dinner and checking out your emails. See, that's the problem. The split focus is what really freaks you out. At the end of the day, the more split focus you have, the more anxiety and stress you have because you're trying to keep tabs on so many different things. So instrumental music, pick up a book, relax, go for walks. As a matter of fact, point number three, meditate, read, walk, stay in the moment, feel your mind declutter. This is what you want to do during these brain reset days. You want to do things that are, in a way, super straightforward. Do things that don't stress you out on a normal basis, but do it for an extended period of time. Some people tell me, well, I am stressed out, so I went for a 20-minute walk and got home, and then, you know, I'm still kind of stressed out. Yeah, because you're probably been checking Facebook and Instagram and your emails and, you know, doing all these things for ages, and then you think that a 20-minute walk will do the trick. Of course not. You need to do this for an extended period of time. And trust me if I tell you at the very beginning, it's going to be uncomfortable because you're used to checking your phone. I remember the first time that I did a brand reset day, I was literally always tapping my hand on my right pocket because that's where I put my phone. Literally every, I would say every 30 seconds at a certain point, I was like, oh my gosh, look at this. I am literally trying to do something, like when the lights go off at home and you got no electricity, and every time you enter a room you reach for the light switch and then you realize, oh, I got no electricity, and then you do it again over and over again, and then you really realize how electricity is ingrained in your everyday life. And this is the same, guys. You're going to be checking your pockets, you're going to be freaking out because your phone is not with you, because you're not connected to the internet. Past that point, until you become comfortable with being away from technology. Point number four, start with journaling every single day. Start a journaling habit. Write down all the things, all the clutter that you have in your mind. Again, we talked about this in the past. It's very important to journal because every thought that is not written down is being held in your short-term memory, in your long-term memory, in your brain at the end of the day. So when you write things down, you process them first, because when you write things down in words, you process those feelings, you process those ideas, those memories, and you write them down, and then you really free up that mental bandwidth that you need to really live a life without stress and without anxiety. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.